From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
With news of the Polychromatic Townsville Christmas Lights Tour, I'm Gavin, VK4ZZ for Q News. Get out your Santa hats, flashy pens and Christmas costumes and get ready for a magical mystery tour of the Light Fantastic. The famous TARC Monster Christmas Lights Tour is on again, happening Friday evening, December the 20th. It's a drive-yourself dazzling spectacular, and all mobile shack chariots would need to monitor 146.55 MHz during the tour to hear instructions from the guide vehicle. If you do not have a 2-metre transceiver in your vehicle, don't worry, as a handheld will be lent to you. The tour will start from the QTH of Rhonda and John VK4JPA in Rangewood, gathering by 7 p.m, then leaving on the tour when it is dark enough. Be sure to pack an esky with plenty of cool water and cool bananas, as the tour will be happening in a dehydrating climate. The Monster Christmas Light Tour organiser, Gavin VK4ZZ, hey, that's me, with help from stage surveyors, is currently plotting a way around the city of Townsville, protected by the Powerpuff Girls. Are you a local ham putting on a light spectacular? Have you spotted an outstanding display? Let Gavin know the suburban street name so the display can be included in the tour. The tour should end by 10 p.m. at a secret destination. Contact Gavin, VK4ZZ, on mobile 0427 182469 or email vk4zz at wia.org.au for more info. Cheers all, this is Gavin, VK4ZZ, and it's back to Q News.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Aren't we fortunate to have people who are committed to the development of amateur radio? If you haven't as yet caught up with the report from our two Australian delegates to the World Radio Conference, which has just ended, then pop along to the WIA website and take a read. Peter, VK2EMR, gave up 2 weeks to represent us, and Dale, VK1DSH, put in 4 weeks, including chairing meetings. I won't go over the detail, as their report is quite comprehensive. See the link in the text edition of the news. What I want to stress is that the meeting at Sharm el-Sheikh started the process for the next two world radio conferences. The processes of structuring the radio spectrum is ongoing and massive, and even contemplating the possible matters for decision 2 years ahead, let alone much further, would seem almost like crystal ball gazing. Closer to home, the peak amateur radio bodies around IARU Region 3 have to be involved in that kind of momentum along with the other two regions, ensuring that the bands are there for us to use and that they harmonise as well as possible is an ongoing matter. So I feel that the support that we give to our representative body is really an investment in our own future enjoyment of amateur radio. Talking of enjoyment, you don't have to read the tea leaves to know that 10, 11 and 6 metre bands have been providing some great contacts with activity, again extending into the 2 metre and 70 centimetre bands again this week. It's good to see that a number of amateurs who cut their teeth on CB are sharing the thrills and posting to groups involving CB and ham operators. Sadly, the wildfires remain a hazard to many people, and lack of water is a threat to towns in from the coast, with the Bureau of Meteorology having released its predictions from now until February. Water and other cool drinks will remain a priority over most of the continent. If there is good news amongst these outlooks, it is that the number of cyclones is expected to be lower, but the severity and frequency of other storms may be higher. Still, it's expected that the monsoon trough will be late in reaching the top end, and rainfall overall will be average or lower. Hot and dry sums up the school holiday period. The weather may throw some curved balls, but it will be wise to ensure our stations are prepared. Good grounding and static drains protect the electronics that we depend upon. Quick disconnect facility is necessary if we live in areas prone to electrical storms. And if you've witnessed the static developed on your antennas jumping the contacts on your disconnected lead-in, you will appreciate having that good available ground. With a mighty vote of thanks to Dale and Peter, I wish everyone lots of operating enjoyment, and may we all remain safe. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.